Yeah, I wonder if Josh Boone from Melbourne United is a Prince Harry, Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle man. We'll ask him. He's on the line from Melbourne United. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. I can't say as though I was part of that crowd yet. No.
Not really your scene?
Nah, not really.
Hey, can I ask you, how are you feeling? Because you've had a massive month with Melbourne United, the trip to the States and the pre-season games over there, and then you played quadruple overtime in the game against Illawarra last week. Had to back it up Sunday against New Zealand. How are you feeling?
Definitely better than on Sunday, that's for sure. You know, we've had a few days here to kind of recover. We've had a little bit of a lighter week this week because we know that, as you said, the last couple of weeks have been really tough on our bodies and mentally as well. So, you know, we've kind of taken a step back and, you know, just tried to get our feet back under us. And now for the rest of the week, we're going to go pretty hard and get ready for this big game on Sunday against Adelaide.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game on Sunday. And there's obviously a few new players into the roster and you're trying to work out your chemistry and cohesion. How do you see that happening at the moment? Is it going to plan?
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well. Anytime you add a bunch of new pieces, it's going to take a little while. We showed that last year when it kind of took us a few months to really get to the point of being that championship contender that we knew we were. And, you know, I think we're ahead of where we were last year at this time, but it's going to take a little bit more time. You know, DJ has shown how good he can be. Unfortunately, he's been battling a couple of injuries, and we're hoping that we're going to get him back for Sunday. And, you know, when you bring in a guy like Mitch McCarron, he's a great player. You know, he can do a lot of different things. And, you know, we're still kind of experimenting with him as well to see, you know, where we can use him to get the most out of him. And then we've got a couple other guys as well. But I think we're going pretty well, and I think we're headed down the right track right now.
So the status of DJ Kennedy for Sunday, did he train this week? Have you got training today? Will he be available?
You know, we're going to have to wait and see. I can't really say one way or the other because I'm not the trainer. But, you know, we're still hoping to get him back for Sunday. I think he's trending positively, but we're going to have to wait and see.
And a little bit of help for you on the boards, Josh, would be quite helpful at the moment. It just seems in that game, particularly against New Zealand, that they're able to probably just inside, they're able to get an advantage there. Do you need a little bit of help there?
No, I mean, I think we're a good rebounding team. I think we just need to be better. You know, we need to be a little bit more physical. And Dean has brought up the point that we just need to hit first. You know, a lot of times, especially in that New Zealand game, we were not the ones initiating contact. It was New Zealand that was doing it. So I think that's really a key for us, is just making sure that we're the aggressor as opposed to, you know, reacting to that first hit.
Just that whole thing about adjusting, Josh, a championship-winning team from last year to this year and having different players. How much of it is you keep with your winning formula, and how much is you got to change because you've got a different team?
You know, it's kind of a mixture. Obviously, we set a good, you know, we developed a good culture for the team last year. You know, we developed a winning culture, and as you said, we did have a good formula. That being said, our team is pretty different this year. You know, we're a little bit faster than we were last year. You know, when you change out a guy like Ty Wesley, who is, you know, a great post scorer, and really, really helps you in the half court, you know, you have to kind of change things a little bit because we don't have that that dominant post scorer anymore. You know, we added DJ, we added Mitch, we added Alex Pledger, but, you know, none of them are really that major go-to guy in the post that we had in Ty. So, you know, we've had to kind of change things around a little bit, and you know, we're still trying to find our way. But, you know, I think this is kind of the time of year where pretty much every team is still trying to find their way. You know, you look at a team like Sydney, who has, you know, what many people have said to be the best roster ever in the NBL. I don't know if that's the case or not, but, you know, I think they're trying to find their way a little bit as well. I think they've struggled a little bit at the beginning of the year. So, you know, it takes time for teams.
Josh, over here we're becoming more and more obsessed with the NBA. You were part of it, you know, back in 2006 to 2010 with the Jets. I mean, New Jersey, sorry. Not the Jets. Nets.
Nets, not the Jets.
What's your take on, you know, all the deals, the LeBron, just the state of the NBA nowadays? It's significantly different even when you were there?
Yeah, Jets are a football team, and they're my team's rival. I'm a Giants fan, so that hurts saying that.
The Jets are no good, so stick with Odell.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting to watch, you know, to see all of these super teams being developed, you know, to see LeBron actually go in a different direction and go to a team that's really kind of young and trying to find their way, I think is very interesting. I think it sets up a lot of very interesting storylines in the NBA. I think the NBA in general has just gone a lot younger. You know, you see a lot more now where the real young guys, the first and second year guys, are kind of been, you know, thrown right out there and, you know, expected to produce right away. And I think when I was playing in the NBA, it wasn't nearly as kind of in your face. You know, you weren't seeing all of the young guys thrown out there. You were seeing a lot of veterans. But now, you know, some of these guys just aren't really prepared for it, but they're being put into that spot anyway.
And the Jimmy Butler scenario, like, you got guys, superstars, playing on teams that they don't really want to be there.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's not necessarily the first time that's happened in professional sports. You know, it's certainly not a situation that I would want to be a part of, but it's, you know, you can't always like your coworkers. You know, at the end of the day...
We know that.
You know, I'm sure you guys know. You know, at the end of the day, professional sports is still a job. You know, and you still are occasionally going to have coworkers that you like and that you don't like. And unfortunately, in that situation, it's a bit more extreme. But, you know, that's what happens sometimes. I've been blessed enough to really have been on teams where I've really liked everybody, and especially on this Melbourne team. You know, we've got a great group of guys, but that can't be said all the time, and obviously this Jimmy Butler situation is one of those times.
Just on the NBA situation with you guys at Melbourne United, what was the learnings, the takeaway from the trip this time around?
That we're not quite there yet, you know, and I think we experienced that against Oklahoma City as well, but, you know, We found that out, but we also found out that we can be pretty good. You know, we played very well in stretches throughout both of those games. We played really well for a long time against Philly. You know, we got off to a bad start against Philly, but then kind of after that first quarter, there was a lot of stretches where we played well, and we kept the game within striking distance. It was really just we couldn't get it under that 8-point mark. You know, we'd get it down to 8, and then we'd go to 12, and then back to 9, and then up to 14. So, you know, we just couldn't get over the hump in that game. Toronto, you know, we just got blitzed, honestly. You know, they spread us out and they really ran on us, and we weren't making shots down at the other end. And that's really crucial in a game like that, is that you need to make shots, and if you don't, you're going to get penalized for it. But, you know, even in that game, there was a stretch in the fourth quarter where I think we played pretty well, and we showed a good style of basketball. So, you know, that's kind of what we take from it. You know, you always try and look at the positives, and I think that was really the positive that we can take from it, is that we are very capable of playing very good basketball.
Well, hopefully there's more positives on Sunday. Home game against Adelaide, 2:30 p.m. Check your local guides. Get there and support Melbourne United early in the season, but still rolling pretty nicely at the moment. Josh, we look forward to seeing you down low in the paint, mate. Go well.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Good.